Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Unsaved Friends, written and read by Lynette Kittle. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are now forgiven." Mark 2:5. Do you have friends who are in need of your faith? Maybe you haven't ever thought of it in that way, or even considered it a possibility, but your faith can make an eternal life-changing difference in the lives of your friends. Still, maybe you're not sure if that's even possible. So let's look at the story in Mark 2:3, of friends helping a friend. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. From the story, we know there were at least five men, four carrying one paralyzed man, but we don't know how many men there were altogether. Although Scripture tells us a few details, it leaves many unanswered, such as, whose idea was it to bring the paralyzed man? Was it his? Did he ask his friends to bring him? Or was it their idea? Did they talk him into it or bring him without asking him? Whereas we're often left without all the details in various biblical situations, we trust Scripture gives us the most important ones to know and focus on. In this story, we see a man in need of healing, receiving forgiveness of his sins, when Jesus saw the faith of these men. Scripture doesn't tell us if only some of them had faith, or whose faith exactly Jesus saw, but it does say the plural, "their." So we know it was more than one person's faith being recognized. As well, it seems the story points out how important it is whom we are hanging out with on a regular basis. What if the man who needed forgiveness and healing had no faith, but because of his friend's faith in bringing him to Jesus that day, he received both? Sadly, if he had hung out with faithless men, he would most likely have remained in his sinful, broken condition. Do you have friends who don't have a relationship with God because they've never received forgiveness from their sins through Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection? If so, your faith can make a difference in their lives. All of eternity lies ahead for them, whether they believe it or not. Without Jesus, they will face eternal death and separation from God. But the good news is that you, their friend, have faith. Because you do, ask God to give you opportunities to share your faith with them, like the men who carried their paralyzed friend to see Jesus. Like them, be willing to go the extra mile to help your friends receive salvation in Jesus Christ. When it comes to praying for your friends, be passionate, asking God to do whatever it takes for them to receive His gift of new life. This truly is a life or death situation where nothing on earth is more important for them than having their sins paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. Without it, your friends will be lost forever. Ephesians 1:7 explains, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace." Let's pray. Dear Father, we ask You to reach out and reveal Your truth to our unsaved friends. Intervene, O Lord, in their lives today. Free them from unbelief. Father, please soften their hearts towards You. Let their ears be open to hear, their eyes to see, and their hearts to understand Your truth, so they might receive Your salvation through Jesus Christ. Do whatever it takes in their lives, Lord, to bring them to faith in You. As Acts 4:12 reveals, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind which must be saved. Help them to understand that Jesus is the only way to You, Father, and is able to save them completely, living forevermore to intercede on their behalf. Free them from unbelief, dear Father, and give them a new heart and a new spirit within them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercouli, your host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.